Blog Talk Radio.
Truly Pastor Hilton. Something good. The song said anything can happen in here. Is your spirit open tonight? Amen. Is your spirit open to what the Lord has for you tonight? Truly giving honor to God who is our Lord and our Savior. To our Bishop Daniel Carter tonight. Amen. And to Bonnie tonight. Welcome again, everybody. Just want to welcome you for listening. We give honor to all of the clergy tonight, our family and friends, to some new people tuning in tonight, some old people tuning in. Truly, there is a word from heaven tonight, and I'm so glad that you all here. Again, we welcome you to Faith Ambassadors Ministry with Bishop Daniel Carter and yours truly, Effie Hilton. Yes, thank you all again for tuning in. We're looking forward to a high time tonight, amen. Thank you for tuning in to Staying on Purpose radio broadcast. I believe that the Holy Ghost is going to show up tonight. But we're not going to be long for you, for we are praying tonight for our Bishop Daniel Carter and his family as they prepare for the celebration, the celebratory homegoing service of his stepfather. And as he's traveling on the highways right now as we speak, we pray traveling mercy for him, and not only for him, but for his family, for his mom, amen, who lost her husband. These things are going to be, and nothing we could do about them, absolutely nothing. But however, again, let us all touch and agree tonight that they are able to get through this, hallelujah, with strength from the Lord. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, with thanksgiving on our hearts tonight, no matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances are, we still will give you praise. We still will love you, oh God. Lord, we pray that a prayer of thanksgiving of how you kept us all day long away from hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, seen and unseen, you were with us, and you promised us in your word that no matter what, you will always be by our side. Sometimes we got to go through what we're going through, but you said in your word, and we believe it, that you will never leave us and that you would never, never forsake us. So, God, again, we thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for every soul listening in tonight. Lord, and we pray, oh God, that you open the minds of your people. Whatever might be bothering someone right now, we ask you, oh God, to clear their minds and open it so that they will be able to receive what the Spirit has to say to the people. Father God, we just thank you. We just awesomely bless, because some things we could have been going through, you blocked it for us. And we just thank you tonight, God, for being God all by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Bishop Daniel and his family, oh God, as they go through this hour, the hour that we all have to go through one day. Father, I ask that you be a leading post for them, oh God. Build them up on every side, Jesus. Let them know that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will still stand, and that you will be with them even in the time of trouble, even in the time of sorrow, that you will be there for him. And Lord, as our bishop prepares to bring forth the word tomorrow, as he eulogizes his stepfather, oh God, we ask that you give him the strength, oh God, strength that he never even thought he had. Hallelujah, God. Give him, dear God, power. Not only power, but let the anointing overflow, that it's not a service, but it's a celebration. Father God, again, we thank you for everyone tuning in tonight, and we thank you for the word, hallelujah, that shall come forth tonight. We thank you for the message, and we thank you for the messenger. This is your servant's prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Brother Dingle, are you on tonight? Brother
yes,
Dingle,
Pastor.
Are you on tonight? Amen,
yes,
amen.
Yes,
it's so good to hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Today is a great day. Am I right about it?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Very good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad to hear your voice. We are ready for you to bring forth us our scripture for tonight. Amen.
Amen. Okay,
Amen.
Tonight's scripture comes from Psalm 23. It's
mm-hmm.
a very important scripture. It's famous, known, but it's very important in your walk with faith with the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You for that reading of that word tonight. The Lord is my shepherd. And I want to share with you all tonight that the Lord is your shepherd. He is a shepherd, and we are his sheep. And the shepherd watches over his sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We won't have a question tonight. Of course, we leave that. Normally leave the question to the bishop. Amen. And as I said, he's traveling on the road, so we will omit the questions for tonight. So after the playing of this song, the next voice you will hear is that of yours truly, amen, with the word. Yours truly, Pastor Effie Hilton, with the word after this song. Stay tuned. Hey, at this time, invite someone in. Invite someone in. Send out the, I sent you the link. Hit on the link and share it with someone else at this time. There is a word for you, and there's a word for many others. So share.
I don't care what I accomplish in my life. I realize that I need the Lord. You need the Lord tonight if you just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above, needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need the old. I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I need thee. Anybody need the Lord tonight? Anybody need the Lord tonight? Amen. I don't know about you, but most certainly I need him. And I'm so glad that he's right by my side. Amen. There is a word from the Lord tonight. There is a word, and this word has your name on it. I'm so glad that you tune in. Amen. I hope it inspires your heart, lifts you up, and builds you up. But the word tonight is coming from the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, that would be the third chapter. And I shall read for you here in verses 1 through 8. The word tonight is Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3, verses through 1 through 8. And for who have your Bible in your hands, if you have your cell phone in your hands and you're trying to follow along with me, I will give you a moment to find it. Amen. Ecclesiastes, third chapter, verses 1 through 8. And the church say, amen. And it reads, there is a time for everything, and a season for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Amen. Our subject tonight is, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes life serves us some curveballs. Sometimes as soon as you get one thing straight, then something else mess up. As soon as you get over one thing, then here comes something else. So can I get a witness? But I came to tell you tonight that it's a time for all things. As Ecclesiastes 3 tells us that it's a season for every purpose under the heavens. So therefore, as the season, as the winter, spring, summer, and fall, as one season go, another season come in, and as another season come in, another season comes. And you got four seasons, and it keeps going around and around. Sometimes situation in our life, they keep going around and around and around and around. Sometimes you go through your winter experience. Sometimes you go through your summer experience. But I'm here to tell you, again, there's a time for everything. And I don't know what season you may be in right now, but whatever season that you're in, I came to serve you. Notice that it's a time for it. God already have our life planned. He's already predestined our life. Don't think that he doesn't know what it is that you're going through at this time. There's a time to be born, as the Bible said. That means your life is predestinated. Your life is already predestinated from the time you conceived in your parent, in your mother's womb until the time. There's a time to be born. If you become impregnated with a child, the doctors will give you a timeline that child may be born on that day or around that time. Therefore, it's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. When you come into this world, God already have the time set for you to leave this world, and we all have to leave this world, for a man is born to die. Hallelujah. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. It's a time to plant seeds. It's a time to plant a flower. But sometimes when you put a flower in a garden, it begins to get weak. It begins to die. And if you don't want it to mess up the other good flowers, healthy flowers in your garden, then you will pluck that old flower out and throw it away. It's a time for everything. It's a time to kill and a time to heal. Now, when it says it's a time to kill, that doesn't mean it's a time to kill people. It's a time to kill some things that are dead in your life. There's a time to kill some things. You know, we go through some things because sometimes we don't know how to kill some stuff. You got to kill some things in your life, and there's a time to heal because you will have sorrow in your life, that you will have sickness in your life. And though you go through sickness, there's still a time that God has set, amen, to heal. There's a time to tear down. You need to tear down some stuff. Sometimes you just need to tear down some stuff. It's a time to tear down, and then it's the time that you need to build up some stuff. Sometimes you need to learn how to build people up. And, you know, stop tearing people down. Stop tearing them down and learn how to build up. You know, God will get the glory when you build up and not tear down. It's a time to weep. Sometimes you got to cry. Sometimes. It says in verse 2, it's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Sometimes you will go through some things in your life where you got to cry. No one didn't say you didn't have to cry. As a matter of fact, tears is water for the soul. Sometimes you need to cry. Sometimes you need to get in your lonely place. Sometimes you need to just get by yourself and just cry out to the Lord. Amen. It's a time to weep. But the Bible teaches us, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So that means weeping Amen. Is not going to last forever. Amen. But you will get joy. But sometime you got to cry. The tears is not in your eye for nothing. Remember, God made you. He created you. He put those tears, the tear ducts there, to come because he knew that there will be a time in your life that you would have to cry. But there's also, everything is not all about crying. There is a time, too, a time to laugh. See, some people don't know how to have fun. Some people don't know how to laugh. But laughter is good for the soul, and it's a time for it. Hallelujah. It's a time for it. It also says it's a time to mourn and a time to dance. Sometimes you just need to dance. Huh? Sometimes you just need to dance. You know, dancing is good for you. People will tell you, well, you ain't need to be dancing. Why not? Dance. David danced. And not only did he danced out of his clothes. It's a time to dance. It's a time to enjoy. It's a time to have fun. I am so sick and tired of people being so holier than thou that they can't even dance. You dance for the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about no shaking, breaking, dancing for the devil. I'm talking about a time to dance. When the Lord do something good for you, learn to dance about it. When he bless you, learn to dance about it. When he do exceedingly abundantly above more than whatever you can do, when he heal your body, learn to dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't no dance better than the holy dance. When I was in the club, I danced and danced until I couldn't dance. Danced all night long. But now I have a reason to dance. And it's a time, though. It's a time to do it. It's a time to have fun and dance. And it's also a time that you need to dance for the Lord. It's a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them together. And then it says it's a time to embrace and a time to refrain. I mean, it's a time for you to hug. It's a time for you to hug. Sometimes you just need to hug somebody. Huh? We don't have to be so selfish and keep our hugs to ourselves. Sometimes you just need to hug somebody. Give them a godly hug. It's a time to embrace. Sometimes you need to embrace others. It's not all about you. Embrace someone else. Tell somebody else God is good. Tell somebody else that God can fix it for you. Huh? Woo, Jesus, this is good tonight. This is good tonight. And then it's a time to refrain from it. Amen? It's a time to search and a time to give up. Sometimes you need to give up some things. That's why your heart hurts so bad. That's why your heart's so heavy, because you hold on to things, and you hold on it forever. Lord Jesus, some of y'all are holding on stuff right now from ever since 20 years ago. Man, it's time to give up that mess. It's time to give up some things. Get it out of your system. Get it out of your heart. Forget about it. Forgive people. You know, if you can find forgiveness in your heart, then you can learn how, then you can give up some stuff. See, we're so busy thinking that the forgiveness is for the other person, but the forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. But sometimes you got to give up some things. You got to give up some people. You don't want to give them up. They've been in your life. They caused havoc in your life. They broke your heart. They made you cry. Oh, my God. Almost made you wring your hands and die, and you still want to hold on to it. Sometimes God will tell you to get out of that relationship. Get out of that marriage. You don't want to do it because of what your flesh is telling you to do. But let me tell you something. Time, you got to let some things go. Give it up so you can get what God got for you. And you wonder why you can't get what God got for you? It's because you're still holding on to mess. You got, it's a time that you need to give it up. James Brown said, give it up and turn it loose. Hallelujah. It's a time to keep. It's a time to keep. And a time, just like I said, a time to throw away. It's a time to throw away. You go through your closet, and you got some old clothes in there, 20 years old. You need to take them and just go ahead and give them to somebody else. Throw them away. I said, let me say throw them away. Don't give nobody else, because don't give nobody nothing that you don't want. But sometimes you need to bring in some new stuff. Sometimes you need to bring in some refreshing stuff. Sometimes you need to, as I said, get rid of with the old stuff. Amen. Throw some things away. As a matter of fact, tonight, throw away that stony heart you got. Yeah, that heart of hatred, throw it away. That heart of jealousy, throw it away. That heart of envious, throw it away. That heart of malice, throw it away so you can live. You can live when you get rid of, throw away some stuff. Throw away that old nasty, stinky attitude you got. Throw it away. Nobody wants to be around you with a selfish attitude. No way. Throw it away. It ain't doing you no good. All it's doing to you is bringing havoc to your life and causing you to be sick. And you wonder why you're sick, because you don't throw away some stuff. Man, take off that old man and put on the new man. That's what the word of God says. Take off the old man and put on the new man. Press toward the mark of the higher calling of God. A time to tear and a time to mend. Sometimes you just got to mend some things together. Or you got to let your heart mend. Hallelujah. A time to be silent and a time to speak. Lord knows we need to learn how to shut up sometimes. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't need to speak. Sometimes, you know, people will bring things and they will throw shade at you and everything, and we'll respond back. But sometimes, guess what? The best answer is no response at all. So, as a matter of fact, most of the time, the best response you can give a hater is no response. See, just be quiet. And when you be quiet, then you let the Lord fight your battle. But when you jump in and tearing up and talking back and saying this, that, and the other thing, then you're trying to take care of something on your own. But when you give it to God, he will do it for you. So sometimes there's a time to be silent. And then again, sometimes you need to just be quiet. Be quiet. Stop talking so much. Get to yourself and let the Lord speak to you. God can't speak to you while you're running your mouth. You running your mouth all the time, steadily bibbling and babbling and going on and carrying on. How can you hear God? You can't hear God while you're talking. So sometimes is a time when you need to just be quiet and hear God, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And then it says, not only is it a time to be quiet, but it's also a time to speak. You know when it's time to speak, but when you do speak, don't let vulgar words come out of your mouth. Speak with humbleness. Speak with humility. Speak with a godly heart, as a God-fearing person. It's a time to speak. Sometimes you do need to speak, but most of the time, speak to the Lord. If you spend your time speaking to God and talking to God, then you will get better results. It says a time to love and a time to hate. It's a time to love. And I'm going to tell y'all something. That time is right now. That time is right now. With so many things going on in the world today, you can see it. The Bible is certainly fulfilled. It's fulfilling right now as we speak. That's why now is a time for you to get right. Now is a time for you to get ready. Now is a time for you to love, because love kills a multitude of sin. And the greatest of the commandments was love. You need to learn how to love your neighbors. You need to learn how to love your friends. You need to learn how to even love your enemies. Well, somebody says, well, how can I love my enemies? I can love them easy from a distance. And then you pray for your enemies. But it's a time to love. And that time is now, for we're living in the last days. Amen. When mothers are against daughters, daughters against mothers, all kind of things going on in the world. People killing people, fathers, sons killing fathers. I mean, just look at what's going on around you. Look what's going on around you. Hallelujah. But if you learn to love instead of hate, then guess what? The love will overpower. Love will overrule it. Overrule it. And then it says a time to hate. Somebody say, well, what that means? It's a time to hate what you doing in your life. Sometimes you need to hate your own self for the things you're doing to your own self. Yeah, this is good. I know I'm preaching good tonight. It's a time for a war, and then it's a time for peace. Lord knows it's a time for peace. It's a time for peace. But I came again to tell you tonight, if it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. And you must know that. But your season will not always be bad. Your season will be good as well as bad. God knows what. He knows what you're going through. Huh? He knows exactly what you're going through. But even though if it ain't one thing, it's another, we serve a but God. But God, he's able to do anything. But God, no matter what season you're going through, if it's a season of sickness, God can heal your body. If it's a season of pain, God can mend your heart. If a season that you're broken, God can put you back together. If it's a time that you're going through a place in your life where you don't know, you're standing at a crossroads and you don't know which side to go, it's a time that God will tell you, if you just speak to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to help me. Lord, I need you to show me the way. And God will say, it's your time right now. But even though it's your time, though I'm with you always. So I came on tonight to tell somebody that you need to just hold on. No matter what season you're in, just hold on to God's unchanging hand. God will work it out. He'll make a way for you out of no way. But all you got to do is you can just hold on. I came to tell someone tonight, don't throw in the towel. Somebody is standing at a crossroad right now. Don't know what the answer is. Don't know what to do. You're ready to give up. And it seems like your time of sadness is never going to stop. Your time of pain is never going to stop. Your time of disappointment is never going to stop. But I came to tell you, if you can just hold on just a little while longer, everything, it will be all right. It may be your time right now, but guess what? Good time will come just as well as bad time. But again, I came to tell you tonight, to wait on God, because God is able to do everything. Yes, if it ain't one thing, it's another one. But God, he is the Lord of hosts. God, he's the King of the tribe of Judah. God is the Alpha. God is the Omega. God is the beginning and the last. God is the consuming fire. God is the Prince of Peace. God is God Almighty. God is our Creator. No matter what you're going through, God is able, and he'll bring you through. He's a God who sees me. God is my banner. God is the Lamb of God. He is the bread of life. When you're hungry, he'll feed you. Amen. When you're weary, he'll pick you up. He is our Father who art in heaven. He is hallowed be thy name. The Lord is there. God is most high, and he is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. No matter what you're going through, I need you to remember tonight that God is your rock. God is your salvation. He's your rock in a weary land. He's your wheel in the middle of the wheel. all you have to do, no matter what season you're going through, all you have to do is just hold on, hold on, call on the Lord, call on Jesus. He'll come to your rescue. Why? Because he's almighty. He's Emmanuel. He's a teacher. He's a bridegroom. God is righteous. He's a priest. I call him Yahweh. I call him Jehovah Jireh. I call him Jehovah Jireh. I call him Jehovah Shammah. Hallelujah. I call him Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. When I'm going through my season of sickness, God can heal my body. When I'm going through my season of hunger, he said that he is my provider. And I thank him tonight. I came to tell you tonight that Jesus, he's the light of the world. Jesus, he's your doctor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our refuge. He is our tower. If it ain't one thing, it's another. But God, don't get discouraged. Don't get dismayed. Don't be dismayed. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. No matter what season you're in, whether you're going in, whether you're in the middle, or whether you're coming out, God is there for you no matter what the season. As surely as it is summer, the fall is going to come. And after fall, then come winter. Hallelujah. Somebody's going through some winterness right now. Cold. And it feels dreary. But God will bring you out of this. Nothing will stay one way all the time. Nothing is one way all the time. Truly, God is with you. So I want to encourage someone's heart tonight that no matter what season you're in, it's a time for it. And don't think that God is unaware of what you're going through. Don't think that he's absent, because he's always present. And I promise you tonight that if you trust him, he will bring you through. He will bring you out. And he'll make everything all right. Ask me how you know, Pastor Hilton. I'm so glad you asked. Because he did it for me. And if he did it for me, hallelujah, he'll do it for you. God don't have no respect of a person. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He reigns king of kings and Lord of lords. Hold on tonight. Hold on. Don't give up. Just know that what you're going through is your season. It's just a season. And remember, go back to your Bibles and read Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 3, where it tells you there's a time for everything. Put love in your heart tonight. Put love on your mind tonight. And remember, just because that husband or that wife is acting up, it might be the time for it. It just might be the time for it. But God already knows. But when you get on your knees and you pray, make your petition known to God, and he will come to your rescue. He will come to your rescue. Somebody say hallelujah where you at. Someone tell the Lord thank you. After the playing of this music, I'll be right back. Amen. I'll be right back. So guess what? You stay tuned.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, anyway, guess what? We're going to tune on off tonight, but before we go,
well, beloved,
I want you to know.
Welcome again, our own in their seventh live recording, Bishop Larry Darnell Trotter and Sweet Holy Spirit. Come on. Come on.
Come on, do I have anybody tonight that came to give God some praise today? Would you stand on your feet with us and help us give the Lord some praise on tonight? Come on, put your hands together with us. The Bible says that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. So if you have breath in your body, and the Lord starts lifting you to make it tonight, come on, let's give him some praise tonight. Come on. Song says, do you know? When we're all on one accord, things begin to happen. When you invite the presence of the Lord, when we lift our hands, it won't be the same. Your life will change when you pray.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you tune in tonight. Truly, we hope that the word has given you courage. We hope that that word has given you strength and help to build your faith. Amen. Hold on. And again, we thank you so much for tuning in to Faith Ambassadors. Amen. Worship service. Amen. By way of radio. Thank you so much. If you would love to pay your tithe or share your tithe or plant a seed into this ministry, then you can go to www.faithambassadors247@gmail.com. That's www.faithambassadors with a S 247@gmail.com. Or you could do Bishop Daniel Carter. BishopDanielCarter.com. Tonight we invite you to pay your tithe with us, or also, or either you maybe would like to plant a seed. Amen. And again, if you would like to do so, you can plant that seed into Faith Ambassadors. That's with the S. Faith Ambassadors 247@gmail.com. Or BishopDanielCarter.com. Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in. We're here every Tuesday night and every Thursday night, same time, same station. Amen. Just hit on the link. Next week, invite someone else to come in. And we, again, ask that you please keep Bishop Carter and his family in prayer. Keep them in prayer as they go through bereave. Thank you again for tuning in. I told you we wouldn't be on as long as we normally be on because our bishop is not here. But however, I do thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And remember that word. Take that word with you. Wherever you go and whenever you get in a place and you don't understand where you are, just know that it's your season and you are coming out. And not only are you coming out, but you're coming out with victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. We listen to hear you, or for you to tune in again next Tuesday night, 8:30, with Faith Ambassadors, Bishop Daniel Carter, and yours truly, Pastor Effie Hilton. God bless you.
Precious.